Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Five people shot near the Temple University campus in Philadelphia. We have the story.
One person shot and killed after graduation ceremony in Tennessee. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
The Kansas Supreme Court upholds the new congressional redistricting map. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm Rodney Price. The Sedgwick County Commission got a peek at the county's finances. We have a look at the report coming up.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. A few scattered showers and thunderstorms are ongoing this morning across parts of South Central and Southeast Kansas. Once we clear out, we heat up this afternoon. Our full forecast on the way in just a few minutes.
Five people were shot near Temple University in Philadelphia Wednesday evening. Fox's Chris O'Connell has more.
Five victims, a 28-year-old man shot 14 times throughout his body. He's extremely critical. A 59-year-old man was shot in the chest. A 20-year-old woman was shot seven times throughout the body. She is extremely critical.
Two people were taken into custody, but authorities did not disclose their connection to the shooting.
One person killed, another injured in a shooting last night after a high school graduation at Middle Tennessee State University. Police confirmed the shooting after the Riverdale High School graduation at Murphy Center, an on-campus arena. The injured victim hospitalized in critical condition. It was not immediately known if the victims were students. Rutherford County Sheriff Mike Fitzhugh told media that the shooter or shooters remain at large and that canine units and officers were canvassing the area.
The Kansas Supreme Court has upheld a congressional redistricting law.
The High Court Wednesday refused to declare that the Kansas Constitution forbids what opponents call partisan gerrymandering. Democrats argued that the map was drawn to help unseat Congresswoman Charisse Davids in the 3rd District in the Kansas City area, something Attorney General Derek Schmidt disagrees with.
All of those sorts of arguments were fully aired out in front of the courts. They reviewed the evidence and they concluded that these maps satisfy all legal and constitutional requirements.
Kansas Representative Tom Burrows, the Kansas City Democrat, says the court's ruling isn't the end of their opposition.
We will rise above this and any ill effects this may have on our community. It's not the beginning of the end, it's the beginning of work.
The new map separated the Kansas City area between two districts and placed Lawrence in the 1st District with Central and Western Kansas. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
During yesterday's Sedgwick County Commission meeting, the board learned more about the county's finances during the first quarter of the year.
Brent Shelton, Deputy CFO, presented the report. He stated that for the first 3 months of the year, the county's fiscal condition remains in sound shape. He pointed to a tax base growth of 3.6%, healthy fund balances, continued revenue growth, and a strong real estate market. Chairman David Dennis thanked Shelton for his report and highlighted the two biggest challenges facing the county in 2022.
Well, thank you, Brent. Appreciate it. On your last slide, I'd have probably put inflation and workforce shortages at the top, underlined it, and highlighted it. Those are probably two of the biggest issues that we're facing right now.
Duly noted.
The other concerns facing the county include challenges with the insurance market and rising interest rates. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
President Biden continues to deal with the economic problems plaguing Americans, high gasoline prices, inflation across the board. Fox's Mark Meredith in Washington has more.
On Capitol Hill, Republicans are revolting amid news the U.S. will ease some economic sanctions against Venezuela, an early first step towards potentially allowing oil exports from the socialist country. A group of Senate Republicans pleaded with the White House to allow more domestic oil production to ease rising prices. The White House insists it is working to bring prices down, but it says the problem still rests with Russia. But rising prices extend well beyond the gas pump. Now two of America's wealthiest people say Washington's to blame. Billionaires Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk are both criticizing the president's fiscal policy.
President Biden also addresses the baby formula shortage in a new White House video announcement, saying he's invoking the Defense Production Act to ensure manufacturers in the U.S. can make safe baby formula and get it to shelves as soon as possible.
The National Weather Service confirming a series of weak tornadoes across rural parts of northwestern Kansas and a county in southwestern Nebraska along the Kansas line. The tornadoes hit Tuesday afternoon in a line of storms moving across the plains. National Weather Service meteorologist Ed Holicky out of Goodland says spotters and video confirmed separate tornadoes in Decatur, Norton, and Gove counties in Kansas, and one in Red Willow County in Nebraska. Holicky says there were no reports of injuries nor damage from the tornadoes.
KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
We'll be taking a look at Shocker Baseball on the road this weekend. We'll preview that coming up in sports.
Our sister station, KFH Radio, recognized after 100 years on the air. That story on the way on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted.
50% off. Have you ever wondered how much?
The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. At yesterday's Sedgwick County Commission meeting, Commissioner Pete Meissner read a special proclamation.
Now, therefore, be it resolved that Chairman David T. Dennis and the Board of Sedgwick County Commissioners do hereby proclaim May 26, 2022 as KFH Radio Day in recognition of KFH Radio's service to Sedgwick County and their 100-year anniversary. Congratulations.
KFH Radio signed on the air May 26, 1922, and is the oldest commercially licensed radio station in Kansas. KFH and KNSS are part of Wichita's Odyssey Radio Group.
A man in Indiana facing serious prison time withdraws from a local election.
It wasn't a lack of funding or bad poll numbers that killed Andrew Wilhoit's bid for a seat on the Clinton Township Board in Boone County, the 40-year-old dropping out of the race after being charged with murdering his wife. Wilhoit was one of three Republicans to advance in the primary. He's been off the campaign trail since his arrest in March and remains jailed without bond. State police say Wilhoit struck his wife in the head with a blunt object, then dumped her body in a creek. Court records show Nikki Wilhoit filed for divorce less than 2 weeks before her body was found. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Nearly 43,000 people were killed on U.S. streets and highways last year, the most in 16 years, as Americans returned to the roads after staying at home because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Fox's Mills Hayes is in Des Moines examining how Iowa is dealing with the problem.
When you're driving down the road, you're likely not paying attention to traffic in the sky, but Iowa State Trooper pilot Taylor Grimm is paying attention to you.
We stop people for 100 mile an hour almost daily with our airplanes.
Grimm works with a trooper on the ground to catch speeders. Iowa State Police say speed is causing a 15% increase in Iowa traffic deaths compared to the same time last year. Traffic deaths nationwide jumped over 10% from 2020 and nearly 17% from 2018. In Des Moines, Iowa, Mills Hayes, Fox News.
Family Dollar is closing a rodent-infested distribution center.
More than 1,000 rodents were discovered by FDA inspectors at the West Memphis, Arkansas facility in February after the agency received a consumer complaint. That forced the recall of items from hundreds of stores and the closure of over 400 stores in six southern states. Products removed from store shelves included everything from people and pet food to cosmetics, as well as medical devices and over-the-counter meds. Family Dollar says it's not aware of any illnesses relating to the recall. The company says the distribution center will be shuttered by the end of October, affecting approximately 300 employees. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Stalled out vehicle. You'll want to watch for a bit of a traffic hazard with this. Northbound I-235 right around 13th Street. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We could see a few scattered storms across southern Kansas here early on. Cloud cover will stick around for a while, and once we clear out, it will be heating up this afternoon. Our high in the low 90s, clear and breezy tonight, our low 65. Not quite as warm tomorrow with a high in the upper 70s, then much cooler Saturday with a high only 60. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now cloudy, 70 degrees, calm, no wind this morning. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch, featuring a seasonal cocktail menu perfect for the warm weather. Open at 11 a.m. for lunch Monday through Sunday. 579 West Douglas in Delano, the Monarch. 8:11, Steve and Ted in the morning. Well, it got kind of toasty yesterday afternoon, Ted. I don't know if you were out. Well, you went to the ball game last night, but in the afternoon, it was kind of hot and a lot of sunshine. High was 88 degrees, but it felt like it was about 95 to me. Yeah, but
a little warmer than normal.
You got out and you went to the ballpark last night with your family. So
great
that was
night.
Great night to be out there's a surge of winning and playing good ball right now. The Riverfront Stadium. If you haven't been out, you need to go. We recommend it, Steve and Ted. All right, what else is going on? Graduation time. We mentioned that before at the top
of
the hour.
Tons of graduations all over the place.
People having graduation all over the place, and we're recognizing that. I got a special day tomorrow.
What you got tomorrow?
Graduate for Bishop Carroll, Luke Thummel, is having a birthday tomorrow.
Oh, he's having a birthday and graduation
now,
week.
You and I have been working together 23 years, and you remember when he was born.
Mm-hmm.
The time was...
Yep.
He's 19 tomorrow.
Good grief. That doesn't seem right.
Make you feel kind of old there. We'll celebrate tomorrow morning. Luke T. 8:12 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And this baby formula story, it's something else. There's a lot to it and why it's taking so long to restock those shelves. We're going to see if we can find out a little bit more about it this morning. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown is with us. Good morning, Evan.
Good morning.
So, you know, you look at this story, it seems that there's one big plant that had to shut down for health concerns or whatever, and it can't get started again. They can't open it up. What's going on, Evan?
Good morning. Yeah, this plant, which is operated by the Abbott Abbott Company, was shut down due to a contamination in a non-production part of the plant. Excuse me. Because of that, and because of regulatory matters and red tape having to do with FDA clearance, they have not been able to restart production, even though they've claimed they've isolated and fixed the problem. Because of that, it's been shut down for a very long time, and that has led to an extreme shortage of baby formula in the United States because we have very few domestic producers of baby formula, and we do not regularly import it. And because of that, coupled with the fact that we are sending supplies of baby formula to places like Ukraine, as well as the U.S. southern border to be distributed to migrant families, we happen to have a significant crunch in the amount available for domestic sale. And that has led to bare shelves, especially when it comes to specific kinds of formula, maybe to deal with specific health ailments that infants might have, colic and the like. Just a complete loss of product.
It boggles the mind. You say the problem is pretty. The company says it's been fixed, and yet we can't move this any faster. And then if it comes up and gets going, it's going to be a couple of weeks. We don't want. Obviously, nobody wants the kids to be poisoned or something by bad formula. On the other hand, I would think even the President of the United States, nobody can get this thing going. It's unreal.
It is unreal. And in 2022, United States of America, we have babies starving. That should give everyone pause.
Yeah.
But the White House is announcing the use of the Defense Production Act to try to ramp up production of baby formula and distribution of baby formula. They've tasked the FDA with somehow streamlining its processes to import baby formula. This is a problem of policy more than anything. We do not domestically produce enough to secure ourselves against a shortage due to a plant shutting down for some reason. We generally don't import it because we believe that by and large food produced outside or baby food produced outside the United States is not up to our standards. I'm not necessarily sure that's true, but that's the attitude we take. So we've sort of painted ourselves into a corner, especially when we're exporting much more of our supply to problem areas of the world that certainly I think everyone's hearts go out to in Ukraine. And certainly, despite your feeling on border problems, we don't want babies to starve. But when pictures of fully stocked cupboards at these border facilities make the rounds on social media, but the shelves are bare in Kansas, people do get upset, and rightfully so.
Well, even politics aside, we can't get together and figure out what to do next. I mean, it's just amazing that between all these people we have in Washington or that we vote for, they can't fix this up. They do have our senator from Kansas, Dr. Roger Marshall. He's working on this, but he's not getting very far either. So yeah, everybody's trying to get it solved. It's time we just put our foot down and say, hey, start fixing this. Let's go. But you're right.
Well, I mean, that would be great. The problem is that the fix of restarting the Abbott plant in Michigan, that's great. It takes them weeks to get things produced and even further longer to get it shipped. Okay. That's not because they're dragging their feet. It takes time to make baby formula.
Yeah.
It just doesn't pop out of a machine in cans on a I Love Lucy conveyor belt. it just doesn't work that way.
No. If we are in broadcasting or fixing, if we were used to the fact that, oh, if something's broke, can we have that fixed within the next 45 seconds? So we could be a little impatient. All right. Hey, Evan, thanks for being with us. We appreciate your information this morning. Thank you, sir. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown helping us out. Yeah, apparently baby formula just takes a while to make. I didn't know what goes into it. It looks like a pretty simple powder to me, but you know, there were days when in the old days they didn't have that. They mom had to take care of that kind of stuff, if you know what I mean. 8:18 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Let's take a look at sports this morning with Ted Woodward. Ted?
And we do have Shocker Baseball. Wichita State is on the road for the final three games of the regular season. The Shocks get to go down to Tampa, where there is lots of rain in the forecast for the next 3 days. So they have adjusted the start time for these games, trying to get them in early in the day and maybe beat some of that afternoon rain. Wichita State will visit last place South Florida for three games to wrap up the regular season. The Shocks do come into the weekend on a four-game winning streak. Mike Kennedy will have live pregame coverage for Shocker Baseball beginning at 12:40 this afternoon. The game will start at 1 o'clock. Listen live to Shocker Baseball on 97.5 and 12:40 KFH. Minor League Baseball last night. Wichita Wind Surge at home hosting the last place Springfield Cardinals downtown at Riverfront Stadium. 2,000 fans on hand. Wichita had a two-run lead in the ninth inning but blew it. Got tied up, had to go to extras. Wichita was again down by two runs in the 11th, but Spencer Steer came off the bench with a pinch-hit three-run home run to win the game in the bottom of the 11th, the first ever pinch-hit home run in Surge franchise history. Wichita wins it 7-6 over Springfield. Surge now on a three-game winning streak. They are the top team in the Texas League. Wichita hosting Springfield again tonight, 7:05 downtown. Major League Baseball last night up in Kansas City at Kauffman Stadium. The Royals hosting the second-place Chicago White Sox. A couple of guys homer for the Royals. Rookies, guys that we just saw in Riverfront Stadium last season coming up through the minors. Now they're in the big leagues with the Royals. The action from 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Swing and high drive, center field. Robert going back, still going back. And there it is, his first American League home run. Bobby Witt Jr. gives the Royals a 2-1 lead.
And fellow rookie MJ Melendez also hit a home run. Royals beat the White Sox 6-2. The Royals bullpen, four pitchers combined for three in the third scoreless innings to finish it up. The Royals with back-to-back wins. It's the first time they've done that in a month. Maybe they can get three in a row. We'll see. The Royals and the White Sox wrap up this five-game series. It's an afternoon game up at Kauffman Stadium at 1:10. This afternoon for Royals baseball. Pro basketball in the NBA playoffs last night. Game one of the Western Conference Finals in San Francisco. The Golden State Warriors win at home, beat the Dallas Mavericks big, 112-87. Starting at forward for the Warriors, former Kansas Jayhawk Andrew Wiggins had 19 points and 5 rebounds and was really, really good on defense, shutting down the Mavericks. So Golden State goes up 1-0 in the Western Conference Finals in the NBA. Pro golf, the PGA Championship is underway, the second major of the season on the PGA Tour. It's taking place in Tulsa, just down the road at Southern Hills Country Club. The fifth time ever that Southern Hills is hosting the PGA Championship. Last time they hosted was 15 years ago, and a guy named Tiger Woods won it. Today, round one is underway at Tulsa for the PGA Championship. By the way, if you're down there in Tulsa this weekend for the PGA Championship, might want to have that debit card or credit card handy because, boy, those concession prices.
Golf fans may need a loan. Michelob Ultra going for $18. Stella Artois imported from Belgium and souvenir and signature cocktails going for $19. Wine, $13 a glass. Hot dogs, $8 a pop, $14 for a cheeseburger. 2017 PGA champion Justin Thomas posting on Twitter, gotta treat the fans better than that. Two-time PGA champion Brooks Koepka is sponsored by Michelob Ultra, saying it's a tall boy, referring to the can of beer being sold is 25 ounces. A PGA official says a new deal this year lets you eat and drink as much non-alcoholic beverages as you want for the price of a ticket, adding, we're comfortable where we are. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Oh my, why not gouge the public?
Well, that's what goes on at movie theaters and ballparks for 100 years. You got a captive audience, you can charge whatever you want.
That's true.
I don't think this is Here's actually breaking news here.
It's good news, okay? Inflation's going rampant everywhere. We're not charging a penny more for Steve and Ted.
Nope, it's free.
It's free of charge.
Turn on your radio every day, man. We'll give it to you for free.
We laugh at inflation.
There you go. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
All right, Ted, 8:22 now. Give it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Preparing for violence if the Supreme Court decides against Roe v. Wade. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on a Thursday morning. And 70 degrees. Dr. Mehmet Oz holds a slight lead over David McCormick in the Pennsylvania Republican Senate primary as vote counting problems kick in.
2,000 votes separate the two, with some 105,000 mail-in ballots still uncounted. Across Pennsylvania, counting continues amid delays and hiccups. In Lancaster County, a printing error affected 22,000 ballots, forcing poll workers to mark each ballot by hand. And in Allegheny County, 31 precincts experienced memory stick failures at voting machines, delaying results until next week. If the final margin of victory is half a percentage point or less, an automatic recount will be triggered. The recount must start by May 26th and end by June 7th.
Fox's Brian Yanis reporting in New Hope, Pennsylvania. Fire caused by a lightning strike damaged a motel in Larned in western Kansas. It happened Wednesday morning at the Roadway Inn. Firefighters reported seeing flames coming from the roof as they arrived. Several rooms were occupied at the time, but everyone got out safely. Nobody was injured. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has signed a bill which provides money for education, economic development, mental health, senior services, and veterans.
The bill also adds funding to state universities, enabling them to freeze tuition. The bill funds mental health initiatives like 988, the state's new suicide prevention hotline, increases funding to grow the care provided by community mental health centers, and expands mental health services in regions like South Central Kansas. It also fully funds a veterans home in Northeast Kansas. Another portion will direct one-time funding toward housing and economic development projects. The bill gives all state public employees at least a 5% pay increase this year. It also restores multiple agencies to the across-the-board pay increase, including the Office of the State Fire Marshal and all employees at 24/7 facilities.
Kansas Information Network's Bradley Jepson reporting. Authorities on both sides of the U.S. southern border are preparing for the eventual expiration of a Trump-era pandemic policy used to expel migrants. Fox's Jonathan Hunt reporting.
On the U.S. side, law enforcement agencies joining the National Guard to put on a show of force in Eagle Pass, Texas, all trying to deter migrants from trying to cross the Rio Grande if and when pandemic-related restrictions are lifted. Those restrictions, collectively known as Title 42, are due to expire Monday, and all along the border in Arizona, border agents say they are preparing for a surge and will deal with it if it comes.
One of the last surviving Tuskegee Airmen has a simple wish for his 100th birthday Saturday, for you to send him a birthday card.
Retired Sergeant Victor Butler, who lives in Rhode Island, served as a mechanic during World War II for the Tuskegee Airmen, the first African-American military aviators in the United States Armed Forces. Before 1940, African-Americans were prohibited from flying in the U.S. military, but with the war imminent, training was offered to African-Americans as pilots at an air base in Tuskegee, Alabama. Butler said that he originally wanted to serve in the Canadian Air Force and even signed up with a friend of his. But after he signed up, his mother and father wouldn't approve of it, so he joined with the American Air Force. More than 900 African-American men trained at Tuskegee from 1940 to 1946. Of those, about 450 were deployed overseas, with 150 losing their lives. Today, Butler enjoys doing puzzles and said he's grateful for his wife and home. And as for those birthday cards, he says he'll read every one of them. If you'd like to send Butler a birthday card, you can mail it to Victor Butler in care of Gary Butler, Post Office Box 3523, Cranston, Rhode Island, zip code 02910. You can also find the address in the story on our webpage. This salute to service is brought to you by Jimmy's Family Diner, a Wichita tradition since 1987. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military. Just search the menu on our webpage, knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A disturbance passing through south-central Kansas brought us some cloud cover and scattered showers and thunderstorms overnight into this morning. Will gradually clear on out and heat up this afternoon, our high 91. Clear and breezy tonight, our low 65. A cool front arrives tomorrow afternoon with a high 78. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now cloudy and 70 degrees. 8:36, Stephen 10 in the morning, KNSS. Time for entertainment news. It's The Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted?
A member of the famous Von Trapp family has passed.
A loss for one of the best-known families in the history of musicals, the Von Trapps, who inspired The Sound of Music. Rose Marie Trapp, the eldest child of Captain Von Trapp and Maria, has died at age 93. Her family saying she passed away peacefully Friday evening, surrounded by loved ones. She grew up with seven older half-siblings from her father's first marriage and two siblings from the captain's marriage to Maria. The Von Trapp family fled their home in Austria to escape the Nazis in 1938, eventually ending up in the U.S. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Let's see what's going on in the world of streaming.
I'm Kristen Goodwin. Helen Mirren and Harrison Ford will star in the Yellowstone prequel series 1932. Paramount Plus says it will follow a different generation of the Dutton family during Prohibition and the Great Depression. Chris Rock may be heading back to the Oscars, set to air on ABC next year. The network's president of entertainment tells Deadline he's open to having the comedian come back to host, despite being slapped by Will Smith for making a joke about Jada Pinkett Smith at this year's ceremony. The 95th Academy Awards are expected to take place March 12th, 2023. Marvel releasing the trailer for She-Hulk, Attorney at Law, starring Tatiana Maslany as Jennifer Walters, a lawyer with a green alter ego.
Your transformations are triggered by anger and fear.
Those are like the baseline of any woman just existing.
Cousin of Bruce Banner, played by Mark Ruffalo, who mentors her. It hits Disney Plus August 17th. That's Fox Tube on Fox News.
Cats have been terrorizing birds in a town in Germany.
What a catastrophe. Cats in the German town of Waldorf will be spending their summer indoors to protect a rare bird during its breeding season. Cat owners have been ordered to keep their pets inside until the end of August for this summer and the next three summers, prompting meows of anguish. The crested lark population in Western Europe has declined sharply for decades. They make their nests on the ground, proving to be easy prey for small feline predators. The head of the local Animal Protection Association plans to take legal steps to challenge this decree. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
What's next for the Oscars?
The Oscars will return to ABC next year. The network announced the 95th annual Academy Awards will air on Sunday, March 12th. ABC's entertainment president told Deadline that despite the Will Smith Chris Rock slap, he thought the show was successful. He also said that he was open to the idea of Rock hosting the show. It was hosted by Wanda Sykes, Amy Schumer, and Regina Hall last year and was up from the previous year's lowest rated Oscars from 10 to 16 million viewers. The show, however, was overshadowed when Smith walked on stage and slapped Rock after he made a joke about his wife, Jada Pinkett Smith's bald head. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Ringling Brothers, Barnum and Bailey shut down the greatest show on earth a few years ago. Now they're back.
Reps for Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus say they're relaunching the interactive live show September 2023 without animal acts. The Florida-based company kicking off a talent search to find and feature performers displaying incredible feats that push the limits of human potential. Rehearsals are set to begin next month for a 50-city North American tour. The circus ending its 146-year run in 2017 after a slump in ticket sales following court battles with animal rights activists and customers opposing animal acts. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Taylor Swift getting an honorary degree from New York University.
Swift received an honorary doctorate of fine arts.
Hi, I'm Taylor.
Sporting her signature red lipstick and newly awarded honorary robe, Swift shared advice with the class of 2022.
Never be ashamed of trying. Effortlessness is a myth.
And for those who put in the effort.
The people who want it the most are the people I now hire to work for my company.
Swift says when hard things happen to us, we will recover. We will learn from it. And as long as we are fortunate enough to be breathing,
we will breathe in, breathe through, breathe deep, breathe out. And I am a doctor now, so I know how breathing works.
I'm Ed Donahue.
The celebrity influencers earning the most on Instagram.
Hopper HQ estimates soccer star Cristiano Ronaldo makes over $1.6 million per sponsored Instagram post, making him the highest paid celebrity influencer on the platform. The automated Instagram scheduler releasing its latest Instagram rich list. Ronaldo followed by Dwayne The Rock Johnson, who previously held the top spot. The wrestler-turned-actor estimated to make over $1,523,000 per sponsored post. And singer Ariana Grande with over $1.5 million. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Let's hit the late-night crew for some yucks. The Late Late Show with James Corden, CBS.
And we got a big legal ruling to tell you about from the United Kingdom. A three-judge panel has ruled that it's considered sexual harassment to call men bald at work.
What?
Yeah? Instead, people in the UK legally have to refer to them as hair-free and carefree. So let this be a warning. If you harass a bald man at work, rest assured you will have to pay. To pay.
The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon, NBC.
Last night, Pennsylvania held its Senate primary elections, and while Dr. Oz is in the lead for the Republican nomination, more votes have to be counted because the race is still too close to call. But this is kind of great. I mean, for once, it's nice to have a doctor waiting for us. You know what I'm saying?
It was 30 years ago on this day, the Vice President of the United States, Dan Quayle, spoke at the Commonwealth Club in San Francisco. During the speech, he criticized the Murphy Brown TV character for mocking the importance of fathers by bearing a child alone. Quayle started taking a lot of heat for that comment. In fact, the writers at Murphy Brown jumped on it and made it part of the show.
It doesn't help matters when primetime TV has Murphy Brown.
He is talking about you.
He epitomizes today's intelligent, highly paid professional woman. Mocking the importance of fathers by bearing a child alone and calling it just another lifestyle choice.
Mr. Quayle later expanded his remarks to say that he believed examples like Murphy Brown glamorize single motherhood.
Glamorize single motherhood? What planet is he on?
The European community.
Look at me, Frank. Am I glamorous?
There you go. That was going on 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And one of the more iconic moments of the 20th century happened 60 years ago on this night at an event for President John F. Kennedy, celebration of his 45th birthday, 10 days before the actual date. And they brought out Marilyn Monroe to sing to JFK.
Politics after having had a happy birthday sung to me in such a sweet, open way.
Oh, what a great line.
Wow.
Of course, Marilyn was trotted out there in that skin-tight dress.
Oh, wow, yeah.
It was one of her last major public appearances before she died. She was dead less than 3 months after that.
Wow.
Yeah. First Lady Jacqueline Kennedy was not at that event. Rarely attended Democratic Party events. Yeah. That was at Madison Square Garden. More than 15,000 people were there. Tons of celebrities. It was a big gala for the Democratic Party. Yeah. Marilyn's dress was made of sheer and flesh-colored marsiquet fabric with 2,500 shimmering rhinestones sewn into it. The dress was so tight-fitting that she had difficulty putting it on. She was not wearing anything under it.
Uh-oh.
It was designed by Jean-Louis. Oh. The iconic Marilyn Monroe singing happy birthday to JFK. That was 60 years ago on this night.
Wow. Yeah.
And that's Entertainment News in the Blur with Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
All right, Ted, 8:40.
Tonight,
what you got?
They're showing the motion picture The Graduate, 55th anniversary of The Graduate, great Dustin Hoffman movie. All that great music by Simon and Garfunkel. The Graduate at the Orpheum Theater downtown tonight at 7 o'clock. And I've got some tickets to go see that. If you want tickets to go to The Graduate tonight at the Orpheum, call me now, 869-1330.
Ted, I have something to say to you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Are you paying attention?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Plastics.
Plastics, my boy.
8:46, Steve and Ted coming up on Steve and Ted this morning. We have a Wichita Business Journal update. Spirit Aerosystems looking to expand work in business jets. That's on the way. Steve and Ted of the morning here on KNSS.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Steve and Ted in the morning, 8:51 here on KNSS on a Thursday morning. Three big things. Kansas Governor Kelly signs a bill providing money for education, mental health, senior services, and a pay raise for state workers.
Two.
Kansas Supreme Court upholds a congressional redistricting map.
One.
At least one dead, several injured in shootings in Philadelphia and Tennessee. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We have a traffic accident now. This is eastbound on Kellogg, and it is right around Hillside. So watch for a slowdown there. Again, that's eastbound Kellogg at Hillside. Traffic accident, traffic update from 98.7 and 1330. KNSS, I'm Jad Chambers.
Becoming mostly sunny and warmer today with a high of 92 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 64. Friday, sunny and cooler. Tomorrow's high only 78. Now a cloudy sky, 70 degrees, no wind, it's calm. 8:52, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. McDonald's says it has begun the process of selling its Russian businesses to one of its licensees in the country. The Chicago burger giant said Alexander Govor, who operates 25 restaurants in Siberia, has agreed to buy McDonald's 850 Russian restaurants and operate them under a new brand. McDonald's didn't discuss the sale price. McDonald's announced Monday that it was selling out of a Russian market after more than 30 years because of the war in Ukraine. The sale agreement is subject to a regulatory approval and is expected to close within a few weeks. Business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal at the nonprofit Metropolitan Energy Center. Tammy Alexander says she had a job and colleagues she loved, but the opportunity to serve her state in a first-of-its-kind role could not be passed up. Earlier this month, Alexander started as the Kansas Department of Transportation's Transportation Electrification Manager, a newly created position focused on electric transportation, strategic planning, and administering federal program funds.
While its defense and aftermarket work have been the biggest pieces of Spirit AeroSystems' portfolio diversification efforts, its work in the market segment synonymous with Wichita also growing. Spirit rapidly grew its work with business jet manufacturers through its late acquisition in 2020 of Bombardier's aerostructures business. But Spirit also found organic opportunities to increase its business jet revenue. Sam Marnick, president of commercial operations at Spirit, said on a recent Aviation Week podcast that more contracts are on the way. In addition to the Bombardier work, which includes fuselage sections and other components, Spirit also last year added work with Rolls-Royce on the Pearl 10X engine for the Dassault Falcon 10X business jets. And that's business news from the Wichita Business Journal.
Today is National May Ray Day.
You can call me May.
Yeah.
You can call me Ray.
Ray J. Celebrates the bright sunshine, warmer weather with just a slight breeze to cool your skin. But don't forget the sunscreen. Yeah, it's that time of the year. Yeah, by a couple of weeks here, the pools are going to be starting to open. The swimming pools.
And, Memorial Day.
Yeah, Memorial Day weekend.
Unless you live in El Dorado. No pool opening
No
there.
Pool there. Yeah. But, yeah. And I would just.
Splash pads are already open.
Yeah. Don't forget that sunscreen. All right, coming up on the Glenn Beck program here, just minutes away on KNSS. Devin Nunes, former U.S. congressman, is going to be talking about big tech. That's coming up with Glenn Beck. 9 o'clock, top of the hour news on KNSS. At least one dead, several injured in shootings in Philadelphia and in Tennessee. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, the Dana Lash Show. And news updates all day, Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita. Today's high, 92 degrees. Right now, cloudy and 70.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.